Okay, let's learn a Torah from the Beis Yaakov Mishvitz. Ois Yud Gimel, Parshas Vayishlach. Vayir Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzaloi. Fear of Yaakov Avinu, facing Esav. Kivimakli Avarti Asayardin Hazeh, Matayisi Lishnei Machanois, and he asks Hashem Yisboach Hatzileini No Miad Achi, Miad Esav. So obviously, this meeting of Yaakov and Esav is the meeting of Am Yisrael with the nations of the world through the years of Golus, each and every one of us, what we encounter in Golus. All these parashiyos of Yaakov Avinu. Ha'inin b'zeh, dini nimsa kedushas avos. There is in each and every one of us, Befrat and Am Yisrael, there's the kedusha of the avos. Kedusha sh'adam kainel atzmai b'pu'ulosai hatayv. There are two levels of kedusha. There's a famous letter from Rav Kook discusses this. A letter that he wrote to the Ritbaz from Tzfas. There are two levels of kedusha in each and every Jew. There's that which is fixed, which is permanent, which is unchanging. That's the kedusha sa'avos that we have as the Yerusha from the Avos. And then there's the Kedusha that a person acquires over the course of his life. Kedushas Avos u Kviya v'kayma bli shum hishtanas. As I said, that Kedusha of the Avos is Kviya v'kayma. That's a lashon that's used in Chazal, in Gemara Beitza, in other places when referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is kriya v'kayma. Shabbos does not depend upon a cloudy night and Edom and so on. Shabbos is kavua. It's the seventh day. Since Bereishis, it's kavua. Shabbos is unchanging. And there's a kedusha Shabbos, a kedusha of the Avos, that's a fixture in each and every Jew. It's kviv v'kaim. Li shum hishtanus. Ubi Yerusha bo lo adam af li shum pu'ula mitzido. The person doesn't have to be poil anything, just like when it comes to Shabbos. Yontiv is something else, because Yontiv requires an act of kiddush on the part of Bezdin. Shabbos is kviv v'kaim. Kedushas ha'avos doesn't require any investment on the part of the individual or on the part of the nation. There's no pula, there's no investment. Ukedusha sha'adam kaina la'atzmai. However, the kedusha that a person acquires in his life, that he's kaina la'atzmai, those additional floors that rise above the fundamental foundational kedushas avos that a Jew has, a person acquires himself. Kedushas adam kan la'atzmai oyle imo v'yeredes imo, that rises and falls, it ascends and descends. It's all a matter of what he's thinking, what he's saying, what he's doing in his life. Im Hashem Yisboach misayelo, and every single second the person needs siyata d'shmaya. If the person is doing his best to be kind and more kedusha, to build from that world of the avos within himself, and he's zoichet to siyata d'shmaya, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu's messiah lo, ozu mis'ala mala mala kedusha. So a person is able to rise higher and higher in his kedusha. V'mikach Hashem Yisboach b'chazara siyua shalom ha'adam, and if the person chalila is unworthy, or for some other strange, mysterious reason, the Siyata Dishmaya, it's a test, whatever it is, the Siyata Dishmaya, that help from above is held back. As Eina Kedusha Gedoyla Kol Kach, then the person slips into a dark place. Mitzad the kinyan and the kinyonim that he makes in his life. As far as that which is called, Rav Kook calls the skula, the kedushas of his, that's unchanging. B'zeu ha-kedusha ein emedis l'odam, and this kedusha, the kedusha that we work hard to acquire, to reach. B'zeu ha-kedusha ein emedis l'odam rak kishi yishtadu levar es atzmoy ba'agashlim. That's only when a person is mevar himself. It means when a person refines himself, when a person tries as much as possible to come to the truth of who he is in the tachlis of his life, and for that he has to work very hard. Ba'agar shlim, this full price, full payment, full effort, and this great reward. L'fum tzara agra. Agar shlim. Zeu shomer Yaakov Avinu al v'sholem. So this is what Yaakov Avinu was saying. When he was looking back, he said, Kivimakli avarti es hayardin hazeh. With my stick, with my staff, I crossed the Yarden. That's all I had. Everything was taken from him. He had nothing. He was running from his parents' home because of Esav. Eliphaz took everything, all he was left with was Kivamakli Avarti Esayardin Hazeh. Kivamakli. With a stick. Va'ata hayisi l'shnei machanais. So the Rebbe explains to Beis Yaakov. In other words, now I already have two camps. Va'ata hayisi l'shnei machanais. The Rebbe explains, v'hu shebe'es sh'avar Esayardin. At that time, when he crossed the Yarden, Haisa Kedushaso Kitana Oid, Shahaisa Larak Kedushas Ovis. He was saying, when I began my journey, all I had was the Kedusha of my father and my grandfather. All I had was that great genetic treasure that I received, this, what Rabbi Yehuda Levi calls this Inyan HaElokhi. This godly matter that I received from my father and my grandfather, this Elokus, the Kedusha that was infused into me, not by virtue of what I have accomplished or what I had done, but just that's the Metzius of who I was. That's the Metzius of who I am. In other words, Kivamakli, all I had was Kivamakli. Svarim say that the word makel, stick, is the oisius ki me olam kivinu lach. Me olam kivinu lach. So, me olam kivinu lach. All I had was the hope that something would come of me. That something, I had hope in you, that I could make my life into something, but I had nothing of my own. Vatanasa l'shnei machnois. And now, Baruch Hashem, look, Chazda Hashem, what I've accomplished. Kedushas Avoisov, I have the Kedusha of the original Machna that remains intact. The Machna of the Ovis, the camp of the Ovis of who I am. That's how I was born. But now, there's a second Machna. Now, there's a second camp. The Kedusha that I paid a lot for, that I worked hard, I paid a lot for that second Machna. For the first Machna, I didn't pay anything. That was given to me. The Machna of my father, my grandfather, of my mother, my grandmother, that's the Kedusha Ha'avis. But the second Machna was Ba'agah Shlim. I paid a big price. I worked hard. That he now came to a point where he was mevarer himself, it's a very common term in the Ishbet Sesvarim, that he proved himself, that he was able to bring out min hakoyach al hapoel, all of his koyches, and he was able to bring to such a matzav shehashem yisbarach hiskim al yodai, v'kadosh baruch hu was maskim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel acknowledged Shemaisev heim toivim, that Yaakov not only is good because of who he is be'etzem, because he was born to such a father and grandfather. Shehashem zoch hiskim al yodah Shemaisev heim toivim, that everything in Yaakov's life is good. Maisev heim toivim, that the actions of his life, in other words, what he has acquired in his life matches the essence of who he really is. He's been able to connect the line from within himself, the Kedushas Avos, with the decisions that he's made in his life using Bechira Chofshis. He was Mavara himself. So he has two machnais, and he's been able to affirm and to reveal the essential good of who he really is, which is the tachlis of our lives. Umayse Esav Shonei, as far as Esav is concerned, Esav is capable of doing some good things. Esav is capable of some positive behavior. But the etzem of who he is, is sonui. He's from the base of us also. That's already, there was a bureau of Kibi Yitzchak, Yikar Lechazar, Lo Bekol Yitzchak, Esav was pushed away. So even when Esav does something good, it's not revealing the true essence of who he is. It's when he misbehaved that he's being himself. When he does something that's good, the same way we see that he tried to trick his father, and he would come with questions, how to take Maisa off of the melach and so on, the salt, all kinds of lamdisha questions that he came with. And there was also an inyan that he was mechabed his father. But the pnimis of a pnimis of Esav is ra. Is ra. So there's an amazing piece in the Zohar of this parasha, in Vayishlach. The Zohar asks, "Amai l'shnei machnayis? Why is it that Yaakov divided his family into two machnayis, into two camps?" So let me tell you to the outside for a second, because he brings a little bit of a chulu v'chulu. So let me just tell you what the Zohar, the Beis Hakav assumes that we all learn the Zohar on the parasha. So let me just fill you in a little bit on what the Zohar is talking about. It says over there in the Zohar, Shchinta lo yidias mi oyel lever ochel. That means that the Shechina never ever left the tent of Ohel, the tent of Rachel and Leah. And because of that, the Zohar explains that Yaakov knew that there was a constant shmira, that as far as the Imahos were concerned and their children, that whole section of the family, the actual Imahos and their children, Yaakov knew that Vahaya Machna Hanisha Lepleita, meaning Yaakov knew that nothing was going to happen to them. He knew that they were going to be Lepleita, they were going to be saved, that Esav would not be able to harm them. That he knew because the Shechina never left the world of Leah and Rachel. So that he knew for sure. The problem was with the other Machaneh, the Machaneh of Bilhah and Zilpah, the Bnei HaShvachis. Now there the Zohar says, Yaakov knew that unless he pours his heart out, unless he davens, unless there would be tefillah, and you also know he came with Doirein, with an offering, and with the possibility of Milchama of war. When it came to the Bnei HaShvachais, so there, he was concerned, V'im Yovai El HaMachna HaAchas V'Hikahu. There, there's a vulnerability. They're not in the Madrega of Leah and Rachel. So the Zohar says that there was a fear that Yaakov, you know, had, that in with as far as that camp is concerned, im yovel lamachna ha'achas v'hikohu, the place of the essence, Leah and Rachel's untouchable, can't be harmed, can't be damaged by Esav. You and I have that still inside of us. It makes no difference what we do in our lives. V'hoya machna hanisha l'pleita. At the end, you and I, all of us, regardless of what's happened in our lives, in the end, V'hoya machna hanisha l'pleita, there's a part of us that never dies. There's a part of us that Esav can't kill. That Esav can't kill. There's a part of us. That's called Rachel and Leah. That's called the Ovos, the Imavs. But there was a fear. V'im yovoi el ha'machna ha'achas v'iko, the Zohar explains. And because of that, Yaakov Avinu poured all of his davening, all of his hishtadlus, all of the strategy that he could muster up. Davening, darin, milchama, gift, fighting to fight. That was in order to protect the Bnei HaShvachais, that part of his life that he acquired. The following? Oh, well, the Ohel of Rachel and Leah, that's V'hoya HaMachna Nisha L'Pleita. Nothing can happen to them. Essentially, the Zohar switches everything around. We look at the Pshat and Chumash, that's not the impression that you get. The impression that you get is, I have to do everything to save the Bnei HaGviros, in other words, the tent of Rachel and Leah. But the Zohar Kaddish says just the opposite. The Zohar Kaddish says that as far as Rachel and Leah are concerned and the children, there is V'hoya HaMachna Hanisha L'Pleita. That's called the Machna Hanisha. That camp is always going to stay. But what's going to be with the Bnei HaShvachais? There's a vulnerability. There's the possibility of something really happening. And because of that sakana, he understood that all of his avodah and all of his ishtadlus has to be poured into rescuing them. Let's just read a little bit inside. Amar l'shnei machas toch hazi shchinta lo yidias mi oil le'ev rochel. Ma'ovid ve'yosim es ha'shvachas ve'yaldein rishoina. The Zohar says like this. So he placed the shvachas and their children rishona. Now we always felt bad about that, right? When you read that in Chumash, you feel bad. Like he took the second class. Right, he put the second class children, and he put him in the front line. And then he took the Rochelaya camp, and he put them behind. That's the pshat. But the Zohar says just the opposite. The Zohar says Vayosim as Hashvoches v'Yaldein Rishona means he placed them first in his mind and in his heart, in his tefillah, in his ishtadlus, in his crying, in his begging. He placed them first. He gave them top priority. Because there, something could happen. With what one acquires as a result of his ishtadlus, of his Torah, of his mitzvahs, of his bechira, there's a vulnerability. It could all be lost. It could all be lost. It could all be taken away. There's no guarantee that he's going to have it forever. There are good days, there are bad days. So he placed... Hear what the Zohar says. He placed the Bnei HaShvachas Rishona first, not to get killed, first in his Avaida. Omre Yiktol Esav Lalein Yiktol. Avalein Lo Mistafina Minayu. If Esav is going to kill anybody, he's going to kill them. He'll be able to kill the Bnei HaShvachas of the maidservants, Bil and Zilpa, but he's not going to be able to touch the children of Rachel and Leah. Therefore, Lo Mistafina Minayu. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid as far as they're concerned, Rachel Leah and those children, and all of them, that's fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. I'm afraid what's going to happen to the Bnei HaShvachas. Now the Rebbe explains. Ki lezer roimez b'nei ha-shvachais mashu b'roza de'eved. What's a shifcha? A shifcha is a servant, an eved. The b'nei ha-shvachais means, the Rebbe says, the b'nei ha-shvachais means that part of our lives that we have to force us, when we have to force ourselves to serve God. Not the part that naturally is connected to Hashem. That's the ovis. That's the imahos. That's the tent of Rachel and Leah. The b'nei ha-shvachais ma de b'roza de'eved. B'roza de'eved. See, a child is always a child. It's a good child, it's a bad child, but he's always a child. That doesn't change. That's a metzias, that's the mahus. But whether you're an eved, and whether you're a faithful servant or not, whether you're a good eved or not, whether you deserve to remain employed by the master, that could change at any time. B'nei shvachas madhu b'roza de'eved, haynu mashe kona la'atzmai ba'avadosa. That is alluding to, that's hinting to the part of his life that he worked hard to acquire. That's his avoda, the avodas eved. That's called eved. That's the world of the b'nei ha-shvachas. That's all about davening and trying. As far as the kedushas avos, as far as the tenth of Rachel and Leah, that's who we are. That's how we came into the world. Your mother's Jewish. That's it. You have that. The person's misguy, whatever. But we have the kedushas avos. But when it comes to the acquisitions that we've made with our bechira, there could be injury. Those good things that we've somehow gathered together over our lives, we can lose them in a minute. Esav could kill them in a minute. Could see one crazy thing on the computer, you could lose everything. There's a constant danger. Esav is everywhere. And ala kedusha shumi rosa de ben. As far as the kedusha that comes from the mystery of being a child of Hashem, meaning Rachel and Leah, kedushas ha'avos, ein shum pachad. Ein shum pachad. There's no pachad. Regarding that connection that a Jew has with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever a person has done or hasn't done. That's the Nekudah that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. That's called Mogen Avram. Chedushim explained. So Sam is that Hashem guards that part of us that's called Avram. Mogen Avram. He guards that. No Esav can get into that part of who we are. And therefore, in the end, every Jew will have a Biur. Have to go through a lot of Vinyana, but the Rebbe talks about now. But as far as that Kedusha is concerned, that's called Rosa de Ben. Ein Shum Pachad. But the person, God forbid, is not allowed to rely upon that. You can't just rely upon that. And a person has to be mevaris atzma mitzida shabemis also atoy ben Hashem. He has to prove himself. He has to behave in a way that matches the kedushas avos that's inside of him, that lives up to who he really is. To be mevar himself in his life, kim lo yivara atzma mitzido. Because if he doesn't work to do that, if there's no inyan of eved, if he just relies upon this inyan of ben, imkain mahu ahevdol shabenu lo ben mishen muvud. What's the difference between him and any Jew, even a Jew who's God fearing a Russian? There's no difference. Some of you might recall. I spoke about it a few weeks ago, and I don't know if it was here, I spoke about one of the shiurim. But the Beis Yaakov's son, the Rebbe of Gershon Henoch, explains in Parshas Vayera, that we see this hanhag on the part of the others, that when they were coming into a place of Loi Toiv, Mitzrayim, and so on, it was Imrina Achoisi At, to ask the wife to pose as a sister. And Rabbi Gershon Henoch explains that the difference is that as far as the sister is concerned, that relationship is something which doesn't change. It's just, that's how you're born. That's your sister. As far as a wife is concerned, that's something that one acquires. Aisha Niknis. That's what one acquires. That's a matter of bechira, of choice. So what Avraham Avinu was saying was that we're going down to Mitzrayim. It's a very, very dangerous place. And there might be times that we're not going to, that I might, in this place of Mitzrayim, my children, my descendants, Jews, might make the wrong choices. Their bechira might not be the right bechira. So therefore, imrina achoysiyad. That at least, imrina achoysiyad, that every Jew should know that him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a relationship that's called a brother and a sister. Achoysiyad vashatevis, kel chai v'kayim tomid yimloich. That doesn't change. Kel chai v'kayim tomid yimloich. That can't change. Achoysiyad. Achoysiyad. But Reb Gershon Hanuch explains that you're not allowed to rely upon that. Therefore, we find that the Torah says in Vayikra that if a brother and a sister, Chalila, it's disgusting, right? It's chesed. You can't rely upon that. Achaisi. Achaisi is at the core of who we are. There's that biological relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who, we're his child. We're his brother and his sister. Achaisi, Rayasi. But it needs to be Achaisi, Rayasi. A husband, a wife, brother and sister, those two relationships are what we're talking about right now. But a person has to work his entire life to be mevarer himself. Haloi gamze, lo biris atzmai mitzidai. Ches, you want to say something? Weiter? V'yakev avinu yoda kol zois. V'yakev avinu yoda kol zois. So he had a very chashuv father, a very chashuv grandfather, mother, grandmother, very, very chashuv. But Yaakov knew that one machne is not what this world is about. For that, the Baruch Hashem could have left us in Shemayim too. The tachlis of being in this world is shnei machnes. And that there obviously is going to be back and forth, but there's always that basic machne of the others. And that the job that we have is levar atzam mitzida kitoivu, to be mevar himself that kitoivu in his life, to bring out the etzim of the tov of who he is. Which is what we're here for. Not to create something that we're not, but to be megala who we are, to bring out who we are, to make those choices, to be mevar ourselves. But Yaakov Avinu had a taina. A taina doesn't mean like the way we use the word taina, you know. There was a question that Yaakov Avinu had. Shemeach Shiyova Yom Shiyavar Hashem Esbaruch Kol Pulus Yisrael Shem Rak Tov. It's the same thing everybody's thinking right now. That since the time is going to come anyway, when Hashem's going to open everything up and show that inside each and every one of us is the others, and that we're all good. Even the one who acted terrible. In the end, Hashem's boss is going to show that kol pulis yisrael shem rak tov. That everything really is good. That whatever Jews did deep, 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 deep down, it was good. It was really, they meant well. Because that's the etzim of a Jew. On the surface, he had the wrong machshavas, he had the wrong intentions. He was like a misasik ba'alma, you know. He wasn't in the right place in his head. But lamaisa, everything he did really was latoiv. Ve'esiv yizbarash, shamachshavas libahim rak rak, kol hayomim. And the beer is going to be that even though Esav did some good things, but the etzim of Esav is really rak rak, kol hayomim. When Esav is opened up, ves Esav sanesi, it says in Navi. Yaakov, ahaves Esav sanesi. That Hashem's was concerned, that Esav is rotten. Like the Gemara there, like the Gemara in Shabbos, the whole sugi of Lag BaOmer. So Yehuda was Meshabech, was praising the Romans, right? Kamenoi maaseim shlu mazu. How beautiful are the actions of this of these people, the Bnei Esav. They build machetzos, bathhouses, and shvokim, and marketplaces. and Gishorim and bridges, right? So that's when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai got in trouble. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, listen to me. I'm going to tell you why they're building the shvak in the markets is the Heshev Hem Zainas. I'm not going to go through the whole, you know the Gemara. Now, if you would have interviewed one of the politicians over there, if you would have interviewed one of the Roman politicians, he would 100% be certain. If you'd ask him why are you paving these roads and making this highway, he would say, he would for sure think that he's doing this as a toelis for the island, to help. They should have highways. If Shimon bar Yochai says nay, if Shimon bar Yochai says that it's not true. Esav is a lashon of Shav, Chazal say. Shav, it's not true. The Pnimius is to collect taxes. That's why they want to build bridges. To collect taxes, to make money off of people. That's all. Take advantage. What about the Shvakim? What about having markets? It's all for preachers, for znus, to have disgusting things. It's amazing is at the end of the Gemara, after Rabbi Shimon comes out the second time, and he went to Tveria, Israel Iskin Milsa to fix. He wanted to do something to help in Tveria. So then it says, the Gemara brings the pasuk, Rabbi Shimon, Vayova Yaakov Sholem from our parasha. Vayova Yaakov Sholem. And there's three opinions there, the Tikain Machatzos, Shvakim, Madbeya, that Yaakov was fixing up the streets and taking care, and he made a currency, and he's building a marketplace and so on. The essence of Yaakov is good. And the bathhouses and the streets and the marketplaces of Yaakov Avinu are good. And even if you'd interview this Jew, and the Jew would say, oh, I'm trying to make a couple $1 million, that's all. But Etzem, he really, really wants to make life better for people, because he's a Yid. It's just the opposite, because Etzem is good. So Yaakov Avinu is trying to understand. He has a taina. The taina is why we have to play this game. A Jew is good, and Esav is bad. Gandhi. That's what's going to be shown at the end. So, what any of the Gemaras or Chazals that you like, Esav is going to come out, and they're going to kick down the sukkah, whatever, when the sun comes out. Whatever, any of the Birurim, they all end up with Atav Chatonim Mikol Ha'amim. After his son of Ritzis Abon. The story always has a happy ending for us. Always has a happy ending for us and a bad ending for the Chazer. It's for Adam, for Esav, it's a bad ending. It always is like that. V'enikash Baruch Hu b'tshuni in b'yosav. Mucham yizeh shekein hu b'amis. Shemais yisrael han tov in b'amis. So ma'ase Esav ein b'heipach. So Yaakov Avinu has a taina. Why do we go through all of this? If it has a happy ending, can't it be happy now? Why does it have to be this way? Vim kein sof kol sof me'ach she'yeh eis keis she'yazdiku kulam aleihem din shemaim. In the end, Mashiach is going to come, and everybody's going to be masdik shem shemaim, or Mashiach, or a person goes to Olam Haba, and he understands everything that Hashem did. And he's mastik shem shemaim. The yom afur she Yaakov roy l'shtalim gemul toiv. And every Jew's going to see the taka. I really inside of me, I was always good all along. And Yaakov is worthy of getting all of the reward. But they show shiraka toiv ben Hashem, because really he wanted to do only the good in Hashem's eyes. Ve'esav roy l'shtalim gemul shosharak rabin Hashem. And Esav deserves all the punishment, because really down deep Esav just wanted to do something bad. Even though many times it came out good, but he wanted to do bid. Well, Zeh Espayel Hashem Esbarach. That's not how the Rebbe learns the parasha. So because of this, Yaakov Avinu was davening. Hatzileni no miyad achi. Rabbi Shlomo, I'm asking you, save me from the hand of my brother. Hatzileni no miyad achi. She yikarev Hashem Esbarach keitz nechom. Rabbi Shlomo, I can't bear this anymore. I don't want to live this way, in this world, contending with Esav, being in some sort of a competition. She curve Hashem's work kates nechama v'li kana v'ayda emes. Rabbi Yisrael, bring us to the final end already, to the nechama, to the nechama, and so that the truth will no longer be hidden. Help me bring out. I don't want to contend. I don't want to wrestle with Esav. I don't want to struggle with Ra. I want the toiv inside of me, the kedusha that's inside of me, to be mezgala now, that the truth should be clear. The yira ata. Therefore, anyway, this is all going to be revealed in the end when Mashiach comes. Now it should be revealed. And I don't want myself, and I want my children, the grandchildren, great grandchildren going through all that stuff. In the end, it's going to be okay. Let the enemies of the Jewish people see now that we deserve to be chosen by Hashem. That the din is a din emes. And that Yisrael is taiv, and Yaakov is taiv. And the din is a din emes of who we are, that be'etzim with taiv. Ata bechatanim yikol am, ahavto yisonar v'tzis abon. Regardless of the mistakes that we've made. V'leit starach loy l'shtadl ba'ag yishlim v'lizbal kol kach b'lamazeh. So that he wouldn't have to work so hard, meaning his children and grandchildren wouldn't have to make such tremendous ishtadlis and to pay such a big price. And to suffer so much in this world. Because all of the suffering that a Jew has in this world, it's because it hasn't yet become clear that he's really good. All of the suffering is for that. To try to prove that he's good, to prove to Hashem, to prove to himself, to prove to his children, to prove to his wife, that he's really good. All of the suffering, all of the difficulties comes from that. All of the nisyonis. Mimela nimsim mokim lekatre gam olav. Ma ben zel lezeshli is barad olam. So Esav is going to have a beer at the end, and I'm going to have a beer at the end. My children and his children. Why don't we just do this now? Why all the suffering? Why all the misery? Why do I have to be Mavara myself to break through all of the filth? To break through all of the dirt on the surface, to be able to show somebody, to be able to prove to somebody that I'm good. That I should be worthy of the reward of Hashem. Avakashi is gala in odem shum avur bli shum netiim irotzna Hashem esbarach. So the terrace, what the Rebbe is explaining is that the answer. The answer is, yeah, you have to go through that. I mean, we know the answer. The answer is that you have to be safe with all of that. So that you'll be able to see. That you'll be able to see and will be able to be clear. To be mevar yourself without any nitiya miratzna Hashem esbarach. The time will come of ozlo yitzarech oid l'shum savlonis that we're not going to have to suffer anymore. B'nei shekulam yetzdiku din shemayim. Because every single one of us will accept the din of Shemayim, will understand what Hashem was doing with us. Shemichin is bar l'toyv, yivari l'shalom lo'y kipa'oloy. That a person who worked hard in this world to be mevar the good inside of him, he worked hard and he is worthy of great reward for all the hard work that he put in. Leit starach oidlis yageya, and the time will come when that Jew will no longer have to work hard. It will no longer be a world of Bechira Chavshis. It will be just the schar. There's just the reward for all of the effort that he put in into being Mevara himself. He's not going to have to work anymore with all of the shtadlis. He's not going to have to worry anymore about the Bnei Shvachas, about that part of himself that's an Eved. This world, Golis, is a time of Im Kibonim, Im Kavodim. im kebanim im kevadim. It's a time of the bnei hagvirais, the children that we have a part of us that is Rachel and Leah, that's the others, and we have a part of ourselves that's the bnei hashvachas. And the Shem Yisboch put us into this world to be mevara ourselves with all of the shtadlis that we can make, with all of the davening, all of the hard work, all of the koiches that we put in, all the shtadlis, all of the thought that we give to that machna, to that camp of the bnei hashvachas, of the camp of Bechira Chavshas, while believing and knowing all along, because we have to always remember that the etzim of who we are is the others. And from there we can work on ourselves. From there we can build ourselves. If Chalila, a Jew, doesn't believe in the etzim of who he is, he's lost. That's what happens to people. Umi shaloi nesbaru l'toiv gam kein yitzdagolav din shamayim shedin emes danu. Therefore, a person who didn't work hard in this world, he'll accept the din of shamayim. It'll be clear to him that he didn't make that ishtadlis. There's the kedushas avos. Of course, there's the kedushas avos. It says in the Slonim Asvarim, it's a famous thing. It says the Nesiva Shalom brings down many times from his family, from the tzaddikim, from Slonim, Lachovich and Slonim, that a person who didn't work on feeling, experiencing Oynik Shabbos in this world, who didn't experience, who didn't work on Oynik Shabbos, on having a chiyas on Shabbos, he was Shem Shabbos. So he's still going to receive the reward of Shabbos because he's a Yid, and he had Shabbos. But it says in the Svarim that he'll sit like a piece of wood, like a bench in Gan Eden. He'll be in Gan Eden, but he's not going to have a chiyas from being in Gan Eden. He didn't have a chiyas from Shabbos. He's not going to have a chiyas from Yom Shekula Shabbos Chalila. He's not going to have a chiyas. It's not going to have a chiyas. It's going to be like a piece of wood. Doesn't mean he's being punished. He wasn't mevara the nekuda of Oynik Shabbos. He wasn't mevara the world of Shabbos. So he has kedushas avos, and therefore kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelok l'olam haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelok l'olam haba. But he wasn't mevara himself. So now we can understand that once Yaakov, you know, got his answer, meaning he didn't get the answer from Hashem that he was hoping for, like the kilo Hashem was going to say, that's a good point. You know what, Yitzhak, right? All right, and then Hashem like blows the whistle, and everything all of a sudden, like in a movie, everything becomes like white and flowers and ganed, you know, everything is like nice, and that didn't happen. So Yaakov had inside of his heart, he had this tiny. But Esav and his guys are still marching. They're coming. They didn't go away. He said, Had Silenim Yad Ochim Yad Esav, didn't work. Esav is coming. It means I have to be in the world with Esav. I have to compete, I have to fight, I have to contend every minute of my life with the filth, with the dirt, with the craziness. I have to do that. With what the Rebbe calls the Savlonis, the suffering of what it means to try to be a good Jew, to try to be mevara oneself. So now, what did Yaakov do? So Yaakov, like a good Jew, Achazois, Heichin is Asmul Shleish Advar. Okay. So I guess that didn't work, he says. So now he developed three strategies. So now he enters back into the world of Bechira Chavshas. He enters back into the world of the Bnei Hashvachas. It's a dangerous world. It's a bad world. There's a lot of bad stuff here. There's Esav. There's bad things going on in the world. He comes back down into that scary world. And he doesn't give up. He doesn't give up. He says, okay. He's mechazik himself. And he prepares himself. Chazal say, he prepared himself in three ways. an offering, a gift, a bribe, whatever you want to call it, for Esav, davening, and he prepared himself for war. So the Beis Yaakov explains, L'tfila, davening, Hum neshira shemuchrach l'savlonas, Yaakov saw that there's no way out, he has to suffer, his children and grandchildren, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to work very, very hard to be an Eved. You're going to have to kill yourself to be an Eved Hashem in this world. There's no way out of that. A lot of people have tried to avoid that. It doesn't work. So his spalul Hashem is baruch. So now he davens to Hashem. Shimali rachmim alav. Say the Rebbeinu Shalom, I understand. Say that I don't have any tightness. I'm a Kabbalist. I get it. But have Rachmanis. Shemil Rachim Olov, Shad Kamish Evshel Ahaktin Asavlonis, Kein Yaktina Mashemiz Baruch V'Yemahatayim. I'm begging you, Rebbeinu Shalom, to... I understand there must be Savlonis. I understand there must be Ishtadlis. I understand I have to be an Eved. I understand there needs to be Bechira. I know I'm going to get confused, but I'm asking you. Which the Svarm of Pnimius explained, what do you mean there shouldn't be Nisyonis? There's a world of Nisyonis. But Rabbi Shalom helped me that I shouldn't have Bizyonis on my Nisyonis. I should be able to be much Slich. Help me that I should be much Slich. That the Nisyonis shouldn't be so big. They shouldn't be bigger than me. See, that's davening. That's davening. There's going to be Savlonis. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be hard work. It's going to be Bechira. We asked Hashem Yisbarach for help. The program is on. It's not being canceled. But he's asking for help with the program. Ula Dairain, a gift. Hushimrotz na Hashem Yisbarach shihimatu hakinyonim shalai. Yazel Hashem Yisbarach shirak betoivas elamazah. In other words, he was prepared to give a large sum, a large piece of Olam Hazeh to Esav. What the Rebbe explains is that what Yaakov was saying is the following. Okay, Rebbeinu Shalom, I understand. I have to be in this union with Esav. If I'm going to lose something in this struggle with Esav, I'm asking that it should only be things of this world. Rabbanishlam, please don't let me lose you. May it be just stuff, money. May it be just a house, things, rechush, hain. Please, Rabbanishlam, it shouldn't be something other than the things of this world. I shouldn't lose my connection to you. I shouldn't lose the Torah that I learned. I should never lose the mitzvahs. I should only, if there's a bribe that has to be paid, if there's kaparis, if there are things that have to be paid in order to make it, I'm asking you that it should just be things of this world. It should be a kapar. Ulumulchama, and war. Hu gam kein inyan tefila atzmai. Really, the Rebbe says, it's more intense level of tefila. War. He says there are two stages of davening. He says davening betchilas in the beginning is called b'shem milcham. It's called war. Why? Shehaodem misyatsev lenoichav pnei haodem Hashem lahapech daito shakadosh baruch hu memidas achzarius lemidas rachmanis. He says such an amazing thing. The Rebbe says, at the beginning of tefillah, the davener is facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's trying to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin to midas harachdim. In other words, he's trying to force the enemy to concede. Kivyochel Hashem here is the opponent, the one opposite. the person sees in his life midas adin that's opposed to what he wants in his life. He stares at the opponent, which is Hashem Yisbarach, and he goes to war to try to bring the opponent over to his side. To be machriach the other side, to bring over to your side. That's the beginning of tefillah. Hashem made the world in such a way. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a human being the ability to wage war with him. Nitzchuni banai nitzchuni. Hashem wants us to fight against the Midas Adin. He wants us to daven. Could Isa this was just in Parshas told us by the davening of Vayoser, by Yitzhak and Rivka, like a hoe that turns over the tvua on the field, like Rashi brings down, like a rake, whatever that instrument. The davening of tzaddikim, Ma'os is a mahapich as a tvua begayer in mimakim lamakim, just like that instrument on the farm is used. You throw the stuff in the field from one place to the other place. After tefiloshim shel tzadikim, ma'apeches daito shekadosh baruch hu, mimidas achzarius lemidas rachmanis. So too, the shtadlus in davening, and the great effort that the tzadikim put into davening, the unbelievable koiches, the shtadlus that the tzaddikim put into davening is to turn the midas hachzarius, the midas adin, into midas rachm, to somehow bring about a gilui of that toiv that Hashem Yisbarach has for each and every one of us and for the Jewish people. And therefore the tzaddik could be matzding his adin with himself, but he can't bear to see the suffering of others. And therefore he places the shvachas first in his mind, the b'nei hashvachas first in his mind. The tzaddik davens for those Jews who are the b'nei hashvachas, to turn the din around. That's the milchama that the tzaddik has, kivyoch. Like Avraham Avinu davening in stone. The tzaddik has such a hishtadlus of tefillah, milchama is the avoid of the tzaddik in his tefillah is to be mahapach. Kra that Hashem should get up from the kisei adin and should sit on the kisei rachma, and that Hashem should smile and say nitzchuni banai, they beat me. They in the milchama that kisei risa, like in the parasha with Yaakov and the malach of the sar shel Esav, kisei risa melekim v'adam v'sucha. That a Jew has the courage to fight against kivyoch the bari olam such a way melcham, which is tefillah. Hashem wants us to win. He wants us to win through that ishtadlus to be mevara the toiv that Hashem has in store for Am Yisrael, for each and every one of Am Yisrael. So that's the mitzias of our lives. The mitzias is the dairin tefillah and the melchama. Hashem is about to help. We should be zayichim and Hashem to be good soldiers, and that the war should be over. And Hashem Yisbarach should say that the Muhammad is no longer, and the time has come, will come for us to be able to return with all the tzaddikim, to be able to cash in on all the savlonis of these thousands of years with the Gula Shem Vamitis.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How do you remember that?
I told you, man, listen to all the Shabbat Shubach, all the Shabbat Shubach.